Money can't buy friendship. And I couldn't buy you off, right, Jason?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I could try, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending what antique books or anything you might be able to offer me that I can't get elsewhere, that might do it.
That gets me thinking. I remember the road trip we took to that used bookstore that one time. That was fun.
Yeah, Driftless Books in Viroqua.
Yeah.
Largest used bookstore in Wisconsin.
Yeah, wow, that was fun. Hey, but that gets me thinking about love languages. Like, I've talked about words of affirmation. What's yours? Your primary one?
Words of affirmation, okay. Definitely, yeah.
And then, for some people, it is receiving gifts.
Yep, that would be Tessa.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think they all kind of work, you know, so.
Yeah, I think that's it's nice to have those little categories, but I think all of those things are important, right?
Yeah, for sure. Thinking about the brain, as we've been talking some, tapping into your neuropsychology expertise, did you know? You probably did. Your brain requires 20% of the oxygen and calories your body needs, even though your brain only makes up 2% of your total body weight. I mean, is the brain kind of hogging it there?
Yeah. The brain is an oxygen hog, for sure. And, you know, so I often tell people that it's really important to take care of your blood vessels, because the blood vessels get the oxygen to the brain. So, you know, dealing with things like cholesterol and high blood pressure and so forth are super important, because the brain is the huge energy suck for the whole body.
And so, again, we don't want to get out of your area of expertise, but I mean, the fact that, like, what would be the keys that you know in terms of keeping your blood pressure down and getting
number one,
exercise?
Physical exercise,
yeah,
yep.
That's
number
huge.
One thing.
Yep. Yeah.
And when they talk about brain health, you know, people are like, oh, should I play brain games? Yep, that's good. But even more important than that is get your blood pumping. And that I always tell patients, you don't have to take up marathon running. You don't have to take up bodybuilding. Get out and walk.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's really probably the most important thing you can do.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's see. One other brain fact this morning. Every time your heart beats, 20 to 25% of your blood is carried to the brain.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that fits with that last one, right? That, you know, we get the large charge up there. And, you know, for me, it's just fascinating that, it's only 2 to 5% of the body weight and how much of it is directed there. Interestingly, the brain also has an interesting structure called the Circle of Willis, which is a circle of blood vessels in the brain that kind of works that if one section shuts down, it kind of receives flow from the other side. So it almost serves as a protective function if things go bad in certain sections of the brain.
Yeah. Huh. Well, so, you know, you got your stuff. You had to study your brain. Was it grad school or when did you really focus in on this?
Yeah. So while I was doing my PhD, I did a lot of studying around that. And, you know, so working in labs, I did took a medical neuroanatomy course where we had to dissect the human brain. And when I was at University of Michigan, they had something called brain cutting at the morgue, actually, where they would have cases of people who died of various things, and we would come in, and the pathologist would talk through what he was seeing in the morgue. So, Spent a lot of time studying that stuff.
If anybody was grossed out by the dissecting the human brain, then they just would find a different major.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Gotcha. Let's close out. We did yesterday. You read Romans 13:1-5, which has gotten a lot of attention in recent days, and so we thought we'd read what you have in. Letters to the Beloved, and get your final thought. You say, Beloved, the beginning of Romans 13 is difficult to accept, especially when you witness some ruler's wickedness. However, no government exists outside of my sovereign control. Even when you disagree with leaders or laws that feel oppressive, seek to follow the law of the land. When you actively resist the government, you oppose the order that I have allowed and thus defy me. In general, governments provide order. In addition to giving structure, authorities bring justice to societal wrongdoing in ways that individuals cannot. Finally, when you break the law, you should be worried because they exist to maintain justice and those who break them may face punishment. Now, you wrote that a few years back. Do you still agree with what you wrote?
You know, I've been thinking about that. And yes, I would say that's true. But I would want to qualify that by saying You know, when leaders themselves break the rules, when they go against the Constitution, we follow the Constitution. We don't follow evil. We don't follow evil ways. You know, and I think that's, if you look at like the military, their commitment is to the Constitution, and not to, they're not supposed to follow illegal orders.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's where I would clarify that, I guess.
And again, that's consistent. If people want to check out Francis Schaeffer's Christian Manifesto,
yep.
I think he said the same thing. So,
yep, absolutely.
Thank you, friend, our buddy Jason Cairns, WWIB. Today's number is 3.6 billion. That is the pounds of dog waste produced each year by the over 50 million registered dogs in the U.S. We probably didn't need to know that. You might not want to share that at the water cooler. It is the number of the day, however. And it is a reality. And if you take your dog and you walk your dog, please, 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 you better be cleaning up after your pooch, because the pooch isn't cleaning up after themselves. And Eric Johnson, you never know what you're going to walk into.
Yeah, you can clean up after my pooch anytime you want.
Well, you need to do it.
Really?
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a rescue.
Okay.
So a mix of things, but they think mostly Australian cattle dog. She will only do her duty, Mark, when she's on a walk.
Okay.
We'll not do it in our yard.
Yeah.
So it takes a little bit of effort to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have a mini Aussie as well. So a sheepdog. Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
It's not always a good thing with a dog.
I know. Good morning. Welcome back. It's our annual visit together.
Yeah, it's great to be here and support the ministry of WWIB, all that you guys do and have done over the years.
Hmm. Well, thanks. Yeah, and we catch Bethesda Sunday mornings, 11 to noon, here on WWIB, although your work is in a different direction other than the Sunday message a lot of times.
Yeah, they let me get up there from a time or two. But yeah, I work with our middle school, high school, and college programs.
Mm-hmm. And how's that going?
It is going phenomenal. We are just humming along, lots of new kids coming, tremendous spiritual growth. Obviously, there's always challenges when you deal with teens and people who are in such transition in their lives as far as their age and what life brings, but we're mm-hmm. really excited about what's happening.
And the summer is always interesting, right, in the role that you have. Like, huh, what are we going to do? What do you guys have planned for this summer?
Yeah, so we try to focus around one big trip that we do every year with our high school students, and we focus around camp and a day camp we do with our middle school students. But we are taking our high school students to what's called the Lighthouse, which is really a vacation rental on Lake Michigan. And we're going to look at the concept that God has made us truly free, and we don't need to be bound to what weighs us down in sin in life.
Hmm. Yeah, always good. And I know our son Michael was been involved with you there. So terrific. All right. Well, Eric, you're our putter this morning, not hoops today.
We're keeping
it on the ground. So you've got the Izzo golf system, the ramp. We've described it to people. And it's Chick-fil-A day today. So that is the incentive to not one, but two Chick-fil-A sandwich gift cards. Now, that's always a treat, right?
Yeah. You can't beat Chick-fil-A day, right? And this is an interesting golf course. I've never seen one quite like it.
No, it is. It is unique. Yeah. So we had it out at the Ren Collective concert the other night, and hoping to have it at One Fest. Planning to have it there in August. So you can get some warm ups in here shortly, but we got to get some more support for you. Randy taking the pressure off in Stanley. He says whether you make it or you miss it, it's five per putt. So as long as you putt it five times, it's $25 for Wib Incorporated. But we're hoping to get some more people because right now Randy's like, yeah, I'll just leave it. I got the Chick-fil-A cards. But hey, 715-396-1670 is the easiest way to do this. 396-1670. Let's get behind Eric this morning.
So, let's go. Let's do it.
Not putting the pressure on the Bethesda people, but hey, you know Eric. You love him. You appreciate him the best. So let's get behind him here this morning. All right. In the meantime, on to the markets here on WWIB, brought to you by Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport. Full-service grain elevator and trucking coming over the 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-owned and family-run, Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, serving you in Chippewa Falls and Connersville. If you ever have any questions or concerns, skim a ring at 874-6593. And for cash, bids, and futures, go to wheatandgrain.com. All right. And we're hearing from Linda in Chippewa Falls, and $15 flat pledge for you. So there we go.
Great.
Somebody put the pressure on this guy, though. Come on. The per makes. I know he's seeing the course for the first time. She says, or $7 per one made. So
I'm
going to need some interpretation maybe from Linda on that. She's giving me some choices. The listeners like to complicate it for us sometimes. All right, so Eric is about ready to go here this morning. The birds are chirping. We've got our you knew what the basketball music was, but this is what the golf music. Let me let Eric hear it. He's loving it. It's just like he's outside in the... Leave me a little early for some of the birds, but all right. And we're getting a little bit more support that's trickling in here this morning. So our wonderful, dear friend, Julie Smith in Eau Claire, says, well, I thought I was done pledging, but I can't not pledge for my friend Eric. 10 per make, 5 per miss. Thank you, Julie. And she was our big winner earlier this week with the $250 for the Down to Earth Garden Center. And I know earlier this month she won the Culver's card as well. So I dropped that off for you at Valley Brook. And $25 flat for Melissa in New Auburn today as well. So we'll add them to the list. And Eric, about ready to go here this morning. You can still get in and support him at 715-396-1670. Of course, the two I just mentioned were on top of Randy earlier, five per putt. And Linda also 15 flat guaranteed, but 7 per make. So Eric's got it right up to the line. There is a line on the Izzo golf system, and so he's seeing an advantage there, and I'm ready to go with my best Jim Nantz. So let's go for it. Welcome, friends. Here we go. The first putt is on the way, and it's in there in the 300. So he's one for one. He is an orderly guy. He had all the balls in the back of the system here. So here's he's setting it up. You and I need to go golfing this summer. Here we go. Putt number two. Yeah, it's in there. Yeah, nice. In the 100. So he's two for two, folks. Linda, get ready to do that 7 per putt. We got three more to go. Number three is, oh, you're right on. Keep it straight, right? Yeah, he's got 3 for 3 right up the middle here. Two more to go. Putt number four. There it, oh, it didn't quite fall. Didn't quite fall, and he's got, yeah, it did come back. And we'll get rid of that one. It already missed. His last putt, he's going to keep it behind the line. Don't go mini golfing with this guy. He's probably going to beat you. 3 out of 4. One more try as the birds. Oh, and it just falls short. Well, he hit the first three, and we did get what we needed as far as the Better for Women Incorporated times 3 times 7 is 21. And Julie's going to pass on the drawing today. All right, Julie, thank you. But, Eric, what are your thoughts, man?
The old saying, quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, you hit the first three. It's hard to put all five in.
Yeah, well, that is obviously a challenge,
yeah.
But it feels better when you get the first couple, right?
And it is fun, right? If you see this somewhere, like Shields, go ahead and buy this. This is fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was afraid if I missed them all, Wib would close, so I had a lot of pressure there.
It is pressure. All right, our CCM Song Showdown continuing this morning. It's our final second round matchup and a good one.
Yeah, so this will help determine the other half of that semifinal that is coming up soon. And what we've got here today is song number one, Jesus Does by We the Kingdom. That's nominated by Mark from Chippewa Falls against Happy Dance by Mercy Me. That's nominated by Ryan from Fall Creek. So We the Kingdom, Mercy Me, the songs you're picking between Jesus Does or Happy Dance.
All right. Mark introduced his song to get us going.
This is Mark from Chippewa Falls. The next song we chose for the tournament is Jesus Does by We the Kingdom. This is a great song, just telling us about everything Jesus does. Not only, I mean, he's God, he tells the sun to rise every morning, but also, like, he knows each one of us personally, individually. He created each one of us and comforts us. He feels our sorrows. He carries our pain and yet understands our heart as a sinner. And just because of all that, we can sing praise to the Lord for all that he's done. And so this is just a great song for We the Kingdom in round two called Jesus Does.
Hello, this is Ryan, and I have nominated Mercy Me's Happy Dance for my second round song. Again, kind of like the first round, I just picked it because it's a really fun song. And it's got some really good meaning behind it. You know, one of the things I think we as Christians don't always do is get up and really show our unspeakable joy. So take some time, dance a little bit, then vote for Mercy Me.
Caleb, I don't think we need to make people wait any longer. So between We the Kingdom's Jesus Does, nominated by Mark in Chippewa Falls, and Mercy Me's Happy Dance, nominated by Ryan in Fall Creek, the winner and moving on to the semifinal against Ann Wilson is...
Mercy Me, Happy Dance. People feeling happy on this Thursday spring morning.
And take our word for it. Their sandwiches are outstanding. You're going to love it.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, Caleb, Easter just over 3 weeks away, and the peeps are everywhere.
The peeps are everywhere. So many different flavors. In fact, I was stopping in at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa yesterday, and he said, yeah, I'm making a Dr. Pepper peep cheesecake. And I said, I didn't know there was such a thing. He pulled them out for it. They have Dr. Pepper flavored peeps, and he's going to make a cheesecake out of it. So again, line up. I think he opens at 10 this morning. So a little of the history of peeps. In 1917, Sam Born, a Russian immigrant, opened a small candy shop in New York City that sold chocolates and other confections.
Yeah, when the company grew, Born relocated to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and named it Just Born after a slogan he'd coined to advertise the freshness of his products.
Clever. In 1953, the company Just Born bought a local Pennsylvania confectioner called the Rada Candy Company. Although Just Born acquired Rada for its jelly bean making capabilities, the Born family was fascinated with the three-dimensional marshmallow Easter chicks called Peeps, which Rada was also making at the time.
In 1953, it took Rada 27 hours to make just one peep.
27 hours to make one peep. Just Born, the company mechanized peep production and was able to bring the confection to consumers on a mass scale. 1 year later, 1954.
Some are grateful, some are not. Why chicks? Well, no one at Just Born could explain why the Rada Candy Company thought yellow chicks made for appropriate Easter candies.
Company spokesman also couldn't confirm whether Rada was making marshmallow confections in other shapes in 1953, although Rada did manufacture marshmallow eggs at one point.
So whatever shapes Rada was making, however, Just Born zeroed in on the chick. The company didn't start distributing the marshmallow candy in other shapes, such as bunnies, until the 60s.
And now you've got the chicks, you've got the bunnies. How do we waste billions of dollars every year? Maybe it's what we buy at the store, for instance, the brands.
Yeah, suggestion is stop wasting your money and buy generic like smart kids do.
A study from Tilburg University in the Netherlands and the University of Chicago found that 9 times out of 10, doctors buy generic aspirin over the brand names, and the majority of professional chefs buy generic store brand sugar and baking powder over brand name ingredients.
So the perception might be, oh, well, I'm sure they wouldn't use generic, but turns out they do, right?
Yeah. Now, the study found Americans waste $44 billion a year on name brands when store brands cost half the price.
Yeah, speaking of waste, my wife is a part of the Rotary in Eau Claire. In fact, she's speaking and sharing about Teamwork Africa today, actually, at the noon hour at the Rotary. And so we get the Rotary magazine, and the cover story talked about how we waste like just the massive amount of food that we waste in this country every year.
The average household, it says, buys name brand products 26% of the time. Pharmacists buy name brands only 9% of the time. I am curious, though, with all of this, because, again, they're saying, hey, buying name brands can really be wasting a lot of money. But are there some things where you try the generic, the store brand, and the name brand, and you say, no, I have to have the name brand, whatever it is, fill in the blank. What would that be for you where it's, hey, just got to have the real deal for that?
All right, we've talked about our guest putter all morning, and he's arrived, the pastor at Calvary Church on the west side of Eau Claire, Josh Van Gorkum. Good morning. And got you on a different mic there. Okay, very good.
There we go. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. All
right. How are we doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I love being here.
So normally it's been basketball when you come in for Hope and Hoops. We've switched to Hope and Holes for the second half of the month. So how are you feeling about putting rather than shooting?
Well, you know, every year I work on like my bank shot or my trick shot off the wall here. And so I can't do that with a golf ball. This is pretty straightforward. We'll see what we get.
It's kind of like a trick shot every time, though, because you have to bounce it off the ramp and then kind of like the little skee ball nets there, too. So it's sort of like a trick shot just to get everyone in.
Yeah, that ramp is not something you encounter on the real golf course.
True.
So I hope this doesn't affect my game once spring finally gets here.
So your dad was noted. He loves golf.
And yeah.
Good golfer. So I imagine you guys kind of competitive a little bit.
Yeah, he... I'll be real humble. He absolutely can still beat me.
Okay.
He strives to golf his age, but I think he still loves that he can consistently beat me.
Mm-hmm.
But his game just keeps getting better because he's pretty much retired, so he can just golf, right?
No, you are far from retired. Again, Pastor Josh Van Gorkum from Calvary Baptist Church in Eau Claire joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show, our guest putter for Hope and Holes, and would love your pledges at 396-1670. But what are some of the things right now about your ministry where you're saying, wow, I'm excited to see what God's doing?
Yeah. Well, there's so many, but the one that comes to the top of my mind is just seeing people grab hold of the gospel, especially men right now. We have a lot of men at Calvary that are stepping up and saying, I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. How do I dive into God's word to apply it to my life? And so just seeing the thirst that they have for knowledge and application has been something the last few months has been really encouraging.
Huh. I was thinking about you and my wife. I know your dad was a teacher at Eau Claire Christian High School back in the day. And my wife was there when you and your now wife were students. And you've been married for how long?
You put me on the spot now.
Quite a while.
21 years in just a few months. Yeah.
And how many kids?
We have 5 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've come a long way from those high school sweethearts. But God has been so faithful. It's been great to see how he has used our relationship and how we have been able to raise kids in a godly home. And many blessings that we have to count.
Well, give the appeal. We could use more supporters. We got 2 Chick-fil-A gift cards on the line, but
make
the requests out
there. Yeah. I mean, listeners, come on. This is a great radio station. They're putting out music that you can get in tune with the gospel, and it helps you grow in your spiritual walk. We would love for you to put that money on the line for some putts to roll in and support this great radio station.
There you go. So how do they do that, Caleb?
715-396-1670 is the easiest way. You can text again a pledge of a flat amount or per putt made, per putt missed. Pastor Josh will be taking 5 putts coming up after 8:45. Or you can just give us a call or go to wwib.com/hope. We have 2 pledgers so far, and that's Alan from Elk Mound and Nick and his family from Eau Claire. So they're in the running. You can join them as well for those 2 free sandwich cards courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire.
All right, so Josh Van Gorkum, our guest putter, in a short time here on WWIB.
Well, it's time for Hope and Holes. Your last second pledge is certainly welcome. Put yourself into the running for 2 Chick-fil-A sandwich cards, courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. Right now, 3 people in that drawing, so still some pretty good odds for you. You can even text as Pastor Josh putts, 715-396-1670, flat amount or per putt made, per putt missed out of 5. We have Alan from Elk Mound, Nick from Eau Claire, and Sue from Eau Claire, who've all pledged, and Pastor Josh Van Gorkum from Calvary Church in Eau Claire is stepping up to the line now here on our WIB putting green, and again, he's got a ramp it over the inclined plane and then into one of the nets. He's ready to go. First one on the way, bounces it over and in. The left-handed putter.
Nice job.
He's 1 for 1. Second putt, got it in as well. Got a nice roll for that one. Very consistent. Again, he's a real golfer.
He's got a soft touch.
Third putt, got it again perfectly. Just the beautiful bounce, all in that 100 hole. Putt 4, got it again. He is 4 for 4, so consistent, all in the same hole, going for 5 for 5. And it rolled in. It took a bounce right in front of the $100 hole and went in, a perfect 5 for 5. And this 5 for 5, Halvel, I have to say, that's a lot of skill with that because everyone went in the exact same hole. Pastor Josh,
hey,
making it look easy.
Consistency is key in golf, so I'll take it.
You had the nice soft touch. Now, if we were playing the game, it'd be only 500 points, but it is what it is, right?
Well, Caleb said any one of the holes, and so I took that literally.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations, and thanks for helping us raise some support for WIB Incorporated.
I love being here, guys. Thank you, and thanks to the supporters and pledgers. I'd love to see more, even for other people, not just me, but send it all in to WWIB.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Pastor Josh Sierra from Gilman got in a flat pledge right as you were putting there, too. And so, again, thank you, everybody who pledged, and we'll do the drawing coming up pretty soon here for those 2 free Chick-fil-A gift cards, each for a free sandwich.
Fantastic. All right, Josh, good to see you here this morning, and I promised you the golf clap, so I got to deliver on that here this morning, and I just blocked it out with what I did. So what do you know here?
It's, he deserves a lot of golf clapping
does,
for that.
He does deserve a lot of golf claps because he hit the 5 for 5 all into the same net this morning. There it is.
Well done.
Very polite.
Well done.